Community members and university researchers want to know how industrial pollution in Martinsville has affected residents' health and make a plan for what to do about it. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports a study could help many other communities in Indiana that are affected by the same chemicals suspected of making people sick, PCE and TCE.
They're used in dry cleaning and industrial processes. While we know how these chemicals can harm people working with them, we don't know much about what happens when you're exposed to small amounts over time. Groundwater with PCE and TCE got into the soil in Martinsville. Now polluted air from the soil is seeping into homes and businesses. Local teacher Stephanie Little is helping gather participants to test everything from their breath to their memory and ability to learn. She and her children all had PCE in their breath, even though they didn't live near the source of the pollution.
I think that the results are shocking us, really, to see that it's not necessarily the people who live in these toxic plume areas, it's kind of everywhere.
Little and other community members hope to create an action plan with residents. That could look like keeping residents up to date on the health of the community or finding ways to protect themselves from the chemicals. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
Residents who take part in the study can get up to $95.